Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Welcome to the Natcha Healing Show. Keep it Natcha. Be the Natcha Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and also UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Now, our guest today is Jamie Lee Silver. Jamie Lee Silver is the director of the Silver Lining System for Going from Grief to Gratitude. And you can find out more about Jamie Lee Silver and her wonderful work at her website, tapforhappiness.com. Welcome, Jamie Lee Silver.
Thank you so much, Catherine. Thank you so much for inviting me on.
So Jamie Lee Silver, at the time of this recording, I'm 65 years old. And I remember reading something a long time ago that said, by the average age of 30, that the average human has experienced enough loss that they could be depressed. And by the age of 50, we've experienced enough loss that we could be permanently depressed. So loss is a part of the human experience, whether we're losing a loved one through death or separation or just, you know, transitions where we lose parts of ourselves, we lose a job. In your experience as the director of the Silver Lining System, what exactly is grief?
Grief is an emotion that lives in your body. Of regret. It comes in many different forms of emotions that you feel with the loss of a person, loss of a job, divorce, accident. And it can be impacted in ways that I'm going to illustrate and tell you some stories about.
Now, here we are at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio, where we talk about how to heal yourself naturally. And as a medical intuitive healer, one of the things that I'm well aware of is that emotions can shut down literally any physical process in our body. In your experience as a grief coach, how does grief affect our physical bodies?
Well, first, I'll just go back a little to my grief journey, which I believe can be a positive and transformational experience. And I know that goes against the grain because people do tend to believe that it's a lifelong and you never get over it. But in answer to your question, I'm going to say, for me, after my son died at 22, it affected me like somebody had put a weighted blanket on me. And, fight, flight, or freeze it sends the body into trauma. For me, it was freeze. I didn't want to get out of bed in the morning. But it can have various effects on different people.
Great explanation. And I'll just share for our audience. I remember years ago, I was actually on vacation. So think about it. You're on vacation, you feel amazing. And I'll never forget, I was driving a rental car on the way to a yoga class. And I went from feeling amazing to I could literally hardly move my body. So I remember just lying on the floor, you know, not really hardly be able to move.
Yeah.
It was really, like you said, I think it puts us into shock.
Yes.
And when we go into shock, as a medical intuitive, I'll say that we hold shock in our joints. Mm-hmm. And it definitely affects your heart, right? So mm-hmm. that can affect your respiration and your blood pressure. And yeah, and to the point where, like you said, we go into fight, flight, or freeze. And in your case, you went into freeze. So Jamie Lee Silver, will you share for our audience about your own personal grief journey? What happened to you in your life?
Sure. Well, the most impactful, of course, was losing my son, Ben. Benjamin Lee Silver. Here, I'll just introduce you to him. Here's Ben. And it gave me the chance to use every single resource that I'd ever learned in my life up to that point.
And may I ask you, Jamie Lee Silver, what happened to your son? How old was your son? How did he die? And how old were you at the time?
So Ben was a star runner through high school and college. Singer, songwriter, poet, imp, just delightful human being. And he wanted a scholarship for all of his running. He did track, he did cross country, he was team leader. He wanted a scholarship to college. And I'm sure that you can appreciate this, being a medical intuitive, Catherine, that when he told me the school that he'd chosen, I cried. I felt it. And what happened was that once he got to school, he could no longer run. He had essentially run his body out in high school. Something was wrong with his ankle. Nobody could ever figure it out. And I watched in front of my eyes over the course of 2.5 years, my son just devolve mentally into schizophrenia. And eventually, after a year of symptoms, they told us that's what they thought it was. And we had many attempts, but in the end, he freed himself from the suffering that he was in.
So I understand from what you're implying that he took his own life.
He did.
And how old was he at the time? And how old were you at the time?
He was 22. And it was 8 years ago. Oh. And so I was in my early 50s.
And I will just say that as a medical intuitive healer, over the years, I've worked with a number of women who've lost their sons in various manners. And it's one of the worst losses, even harder for many women than losing their own partner, right?
Yeah.
To lose a son. And then also, I've worked with people whose loved ones committed suicide, and many of them actually never recover from that.
Yeah. That's why I'm sitting here in front of you today, because I knew when this happened, that there was this great big vortex of pain that I could go straight into and stay there for the rest of my life. But being a practicing Buddhist for 35 years and having this like really strong self-determination that happiness is created, is unearthed, that I could get back to who I was. I employed the tools of chanting and tapping and meditation and prayer, and then set about being able to help others by becoming certified in death and grief studies and, of course, in clinical EFT.
Now, again, as you know, recovering from grief is a process. It's not something like you can snap your fingers and all of a sudden you're okay.
Right.
What modalities have helped you the most?
The first would be EFT tapping. I discovered it right before Ben got sick. Thank God. Thank you, Nick and Jessica Orner, for introducing tapping to so many of us who'd never heard of it before. And the moment that I started tapping, they were using the phrase, I love and accept myself. And doing this in the mirror, this is before Ben got sick, I was crying. And I thought, maybe this is the actual bridge from wanting to love myself to actually, energetically, with all my being, loving myself, which is why I dove right into it as a modality. And it'll be very interesting to me as life goes on. And I now have a foundation called Ben's Memorial Mile. And we've raised $150,000 for schizophrenia research, brain research, and National Alliance of Mental Illness. And I tapped on Ben and myself when he was ill, and at times it brought him back to himself. But I'm sorry, I've gotten on a tangent. What was your question, Catherine?
Yes. So for our audience, I know what EFT is. You know what EFT is. It's a very simple technique that anybody can use, and it's a great self-care technique. But for our audience, will you explain what is EFT tapping?
I say that it is a way of communicating with your own nervous system and your own energy in your body. So as an EFT practitioner, I am a teacher as well as a mirror of emotions. And it's tapping, starting on the side of your hand. And I do have a handout that goes along with this. If people email me at tapforhappiness@gmail.com, that I'll send out with the tapping points and some other tips for tapping. And top of the head. And as you're tapping, you're voicing the emotion that you feel. Of course, as a practitioner, and having done this for myself, I sought out a practitioner who was skilled in tapping. And I put myself in their hands to get myself through this grief process. And then ending up tapping here or here. And it calms the fight or flight and freeze that comes along with deepest grief.
Jamie Lee Silver, great explanation. And I will add some clarifying points for our audience who may not have experienced EFT tapping. So EFT tapping is a very simple technique that you can do for yourself, to yourself. And it involves identifying emotions or emotional blocks that you may be experiencing and tapping on a series of specific acupuncture points on your face and on your body. And as you tap the points and feel your feelings and perhaps sometimes add in affirmations, it helps you to reduce the emotional charge and the emotional buildup of pent-up emotions that we may be experiencing.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add for our audience about what is EFT tapping?
It is a way to release those emotions. And one of the best things about it is that as you're tapping, your blood is actually coming back to your thinking And it makes it, you get your thinking back. One of the things that grief does, at least it did for me, is actually made me think like I'd lost brain capacity. And part of that is going into the fight, flight, and freeze. And as I tapped more and tapped through, I began to think more clearly and make better decisions, trust myself more. And that's one of the great gifts that I think tapping has to give us.
Excellent explanation. And I will add, why is this the case? So I have 31 years of experience in natural healing. The first 10, we're learning all about healing the brain. And when you are stressed, the non-dominant hemisphere of your brain is 70 to 85% shut down. So you're just like you're either right-handed or left-handed, you're either right brain dominant or left brain dominant. And so when you're stressed, literally half of your brain is mostly shut down. I remember years ago giving a lecture at the Holistic Depression Network in Seattle, Washington. And I was explaining all this and somebody was listening and they were like, oh, so you mean when I'm depressed, I've got half my brain. Exactly. Right. So by releasing the emotional charge, it helps you to be able to bring the awareness back to the frontal lobes of your brain where you can think logically. Yeah. And also, I will tell you, as a medical intuitive healer, whenever we experience any emotion, whether it's grief or any other intense emotion, you are conscious of it for about 6 days. And if you don't fully process that out, you literally bury those feelings in your physical body. And this is a major contributor to every illness you can think of. So by doing the very simple self-care technique of EFT tapping, you're releasing the emotions out of the acupuncture system and helping to release those deeply held emotions. So with that, let's take another break, take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author, and we're listening to Jamie Lee Silver discuss how to let go of grief.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Big news! Wayfair's end of season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end of season savings. And it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Jamie Lee Silver, I remember several years ago talking with a lady who had lost her husband years before, and she was still very much in the grieving process. And for her, It was as if she didn't want to stop grieving, because if she did, she felt like she might lose her connection to her husband. In your experience, why do some people find it very hard to let go of grief?
That's such a good question, Catherine. I have found that sometimes people feel that if they somehow were able to stop grieving, that there was something like bad about that. That they, you know, that it was a way of showing their love for the other person, that they then suffered after they died. And to some extent, that is going to happen. I mean, you're going to suffer and you're going to miss the love that you had. And I firmly believe that if you can come to terms with yourself and make the decision that you would really like to end that suffering and get back into who you were, into your true self of happiness and gratitude, that it's truly possible and even desirable.
Great explanation. And I have a friend whose husband, it bluntly took him a really long time to die. He had a number of physical illnesses, which I won't go into, and then he developed dementia. And so when he had dementia, he was there, but not there. So she was living with someone who was not the man that she married. So she began grieving even before he passed away.
Yeah.
And I remember she asked me as a medical intuitive healer, like, what's his soul doing? And I said, he's waiting for you to be ready. He was waiting for her to be ready, right?
Mm.
So if we stop grieving, do we stop loving?
Yeah, that's the question, right? And my answer is no. We have even more capacity to love. And when I talk about turning grief to gratitude, what I really mean by that is being able to look at pictures, to remember times together, and feel true joy instead of regret in those memories and in those moments. Like when I was able to say, I got 22 years with that delightful boy, I am so grateful. It changed my life.
Now, Jamie Lee Silver, so far we've been talking about grief as an experience that happens to us when we lose a loved one. In your experience as someone who helps people with grief, what typical human experiences do we go through that cause grief?
Oh, well, there's so many. Oh, you mean things like car accidents? Or grief.
Okay, I'm gonna give an example.
Yeah.
So when we think about grief, we think about the death of a loved one. However, but there are many other experiences that cause us grief. I can remember being a teenage girl and breaking up with my boyfriend. And it felt like the end of the world, right? Or losing my beloved dog. I mean, I cried for a week.
Yep.
When my dog died.
Yep. Absolutely. It's a huge loss. I've worked with many people who've had car accidents, because first of all, car accidents are traumatizing, of course. And one of my clients, her body, mind, and spirit was so affected that she had to wear a weighted vest. She was shaking all the time. She would go to one meeting and have to sleep the rest of the day She was shaken up entirely from toe to top of her head. And over the course of working with her, using mainly the modalities of EFT tapping and also matrix re-imprinting, she was able to take off her vest. She was able to create an even stronger bond with her husband. And we did not have to go back to the accident scene over and over and over and over and over. And I really want to emphasize that. The healing took place by recognizing the stressors in daily life, tapping on those daily stressors, which started lifting the trauma from her body in a way that she then bought her dream house. She changed careers. And this was after a very traumatic accident that had hurt her body, her mind, and her soul. So that's one. And then I've also helped people post-divorce. Because what my process, what we aim to do is to bring ourselves back to ourselves and even better. And that's all possible after these things that bring trauma to our life.
Great explanation. Now, I'm going to speak from my experience working with myself as well as others. What I find is that in the universe, there is no such thing as a vacuum, right? So we may lose a person, we may lose a job, we may lose a relationship, but there is no void in the universe. And what I have observed over and over again is every time you experience a major loss, then there is also a spiritual gift that comes along with it. And so you may lose your beloved dog, and then there's a gift. You may lose your beloved son, and then there's a gift. In your experience in working with people with grief, what have you witnessed as far as gifts that people receive at the soul level after major losses?
Oh, I have a great story to illustrate this. I was working with a gentleman who had lost two children. One a boy and one a girl. One was an accident. He actually had a heart attack while swimming. And then the daughter who tried to save her brother took her life 6 months after. Unfathomable, right? I mean, unfathomable grief, right? And he came to me in, and we started only tapping on feeling. I asked him where he was feeling, and he said in his heart. And we tapped on the color, the breath, the scope, my yellow heart, you know, my, and it kept changing until at one moment he closed his eyes and went into a meditation. And when he came out of it, he said for the very first time, he could feel both his children's energy and love. And he saw this session as a new birthday for him. It opened him up to a spiritual awareness that changed his life permanently. And that is one possible gift from grief.
Yes. And of course, someone who's listening to this broadcast who've experienced a major loss, they might say, well, but I want that person back, or I want my life back, or I want the relationship back. But again, is it your experience, as my observation is, that people always 100% of the time receive a spiritual gift after a major loss?
I think that when people have a seeking spirit for it, and that would probably be 100% of your listeners, because they wouldn't be here if they weren't fulfilled by the messages and the people that you bring to them.
Yes. So, yeah. So when we go through these major losses at the time, we may be so encompassed by our gift that we're really focused on what we have lost. But at the same time, it's the front of the hand and the back of the hand. And so we can look for the gift, the spiritual gift, and that looking and finding that spiritual gift can help us get through our grief. So in your experience, how can looking for and discovering the spiritual gift of a loss help us to overcome grief?
Oh my gosh, it gives us purpose. It gives us purpose and something to move forward to. And when Ben died, I talked about that vortex that opened in front of me that I could go straight down into. But I had been a practicing Buddhist for so long, chanting Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, living with the essential belief in my life that every poison could be turned into medicine. So I started looking, and I love this message of yours, Catherine, and that you're emphasizing this for your readers, that even within this poison, there was medicine, and not just for myself. Me personally, I wanted it to be for other moms, especially moms that are grieving. I mean, you lose your son, you lose your past, your present, your future, your grandchildren, your one of your best buddies in the whole wide world. And that source of love, you know, which is why I began writing to Ben and feeling this communication come through him, through the written word. And I really feel like that loss is regained in some ways. And that's a great comfort for me.
Yeah. I have to share this personal story for our audience. Long time ago, my grandmother passed away. And my grandmother and I, we were two peas in a pod. We were just as close as we could be. And I have to tell the story because it's quite an interesting story. So at the time that she was dying, I didn't know that she was dying. If I knew she was dying, I would have been right by her bed holding her hand. Anyway, I remember being in church and all of a sudden I just started crying. And by crying, I'm not talking a little tear. There was literally water on the floor. I was crying so much. There was water on the floor and I didn't know what was going on. I was just overcome with grief, which is what we're talking about today. And I remember feeling really embarrassed because I didn't know why I was crying, and I was crying so much that the floor was wet. And so I was away from home. So I drove back to my home in Atlanta. And, you know, this is back in the day before cell phones. So we're talking a while ago. And when I got home, I received a call that my beloved grandmother had passed away.
Wow.
And so I brought out my journal and I was writing in my journal and I heard her voice and I said to her, please don't go. And she said to me, don't worry, I will be in your writing. I was like, okay. And anyway, I remember the next day I was at the airport because I was going to fly home, you know, to prepare for her funeral. And then I got another call. And at the time, I had been a playwright. I wrote 12 plays. And I got a call from a theater in New York. And they had been going through various scripts that had been sent to them. And they found one of my plays.
Wow.
They started reading looking at me and started laughing hilariously. And they invited me to have my play produced in New York. And it was my first play production in New York. And I remember sending to a friend of mine, I said, my grandmother sure works fast.
Yeah.
So that's a very glaring example of a spiritual gift that comes to us. But lots of people go through many others. Now, you help people get through grief. In your professional experience, how long does it take for someone to get through the major pain of grief?
That's an interesting question, because as you know from the practice that you've done in EFT tapping, I can meet with someone and after a first session, they can start to feel that these emotions, once recognized and tapped on, can begin. They get some agency over the emotions and stop feeling like it's a permanent thing. So there's relief that can come quite quickly. And it did for me too. In my own experience, I would say, I picked up and moved to the beach after Ben died, a year after Ben died. And it took me, I'd say, it's hard to answer. I can't answer that question because it comes and goes and you have little grief bursts that do happen throughout your life. So I don't think I can give a real answer to that. What's your feeling on that?
My experience in 31 years of natural healing is that we heal in layers.
Yeah.
And so if you think about a nautilus shell, when I published my book Unlimited Energy Now, I went into meditation and I thought, how am I going to illustrate that on a book cover? And yeah. See, all life energy moves in spirals.
Okay. Yeah.
And when we go through any healing process, whether we're overcoming grief or anything, a lot of times we think, oh my gosh, here I go again. But you're never quite on the same
place. Yes.
Quite in the same place, because healing, all life energy moves in spirals. Okay. Everything that's alive moves in a clockwise direction, whether it's a galaxy, a star, a sunflower, this literally the cells in your body move when you're alive, they move in a clockwise direction and in a spiral pattern. So what I would say is that as you do your inner work, you're never quite in the same place. It says that I believe they say it takes 3 years to get over a divorce, right? And, you know, depending on how long you've been with someone, maybe you're never quite fully over it, but you can definitely move past the post-traumatic stress disorder and the trauma. Yeah. And with that, let's take another break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. We're listening to Jamie Lee Silver talk about how to overcome grief.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So, Jamie Lee Silver, before the break, we were talking about how long a person can reasonably expect to experience grief. And we talked about how healing works in layers and that all life energy moves in a spiral. Does grief ever really have an end?
Well, I actually believe it does. I have glimmers of sadness every once in a while, poignancy, I would call it, about Ben. But since I feel such a strong connection to him, and I have access to releasing the emotions that I have, and now it's been a while now, I really feel like I am no longer a grieving mother, and I don't have to live under grieving mother. When I go to my Ben's Memorial Mile events, it's all about the celebration of everyone that attends and the community that forms.
Now, Jamie Lee Silver, I understand that in your practice, you talk about going from grief to gratitude. Can you share for our audience, tell us more about that? How can we move out of grief into gratitude?
One of my modalities is writing. I love writing. I'm a constant writer. And you've probably heard this before from many different sources, but for me, what always helps is starting every morning writing down 10 things that I'm grateful for. It starts establishing a pattern of looking for everything that's working, tuning your mind towards the positive rather towards the negative. And we do that in our thoughts and our words and in our actions. And now when I think about Ben, I look for the good in everything. Like he recorded a song for me when we were on a cruise that he was singing to me and writing at the same time. And in the beginning, I would watch that and cry and think about how I missed him. And now I just feel such gratitude for him. So tapping and writing and focusing on the things that you love about your own life. And I have found for my clients, helping them also to see what do they have to look forward to of the life that they have now. And that's just been very beneficial for my clients that are grieving.
Great information. And I would say here at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio, I have the privilege of interviewing experts in natural healing from all over the world. And one of the people that I interviewed was a gentleman who was the CEO of an app called Joy Plus. And he said, and I thought this was quite interesting, that happiness has two components. The first is gratitude, which you discussed, and that we understand that. We want to be grateful for every little thing, the cup of coffee, the beautiful day, right? The fact that you're alive, everything our loved one contributed to our well-being. But in addition to that, he said, in order to be happy, you also have to have optimism, which is something to look forward to. Like, I'm looking forward to going for a walk today, right? It doesn't have to be anything really big. Like, oh, I'm looking forward to that great trip to Paris. That might be really awesome. It could be something as simple as, I really love purple and I'm really looking forward to wearing my purple outfit tomorrow, right?
Exactly.
And focusing on this. Now, Jamie Lee Silver, in my work as a medical intuitive, again, I find that resolving emotions is absolutely critical to healing. Because as I said, we're conscious of emotions for about 6 days. After 21 days, if we don't fully resolve our emotions, they get buried in our physical body and can cause illness, right? And so in your experience, how critical is it for people to do the inner work to release grief?
Well, it is possible to die of a broken heart.
Yes. And there's an actual, it's called Tsubo heart attack. It's most commonly experienced by women, and it is broken heart syndrome. Yes. Yeah. So tell us more.
Yeah. So
release grief.
That's why it's important that if you're going through grief, that you seek the help that you need and know that you don't have to do it alone. And, also, I have found very, like, that dosing yourself in, like, when I lost somebody that I really loved, I went to a hill in a park, played the music that we loved, and wept and let it out. And I did that, you know, as long as I needed to do it, and then it was gone. So letting it out is very, very important. And some have distinguished mourning from grief, that mourning is the actual act of letting it out and expressing it. And that's very important through whatever means you do it. You can dance, you can sing, you can talk to a human and tell your story, but that's important, letting it out. And your worth, whatever the investment is in time, energy, or money to concentrate on your own healing. And of course, Catherine, as you understand and probably have talked about, like, our energy and who we are affects everything around us, affects our children, our husband, even everything. Every atom is connected to who we are. And when we focus on our own healing, we change our energy and we change it for our family members. It's very, very important.
I'd like to share this story. Years ago, I helped a client who had had a miscarriage, and it was her first child. And I remember she said she shut herself in her room and just cried like an animal. And so when we're talking about releasing grief, we have to understand it's very critical for your own long-term mental and physical health that you get it, let it out. And it really doesn't matter what that grief relief looks like. Whether you're calmly tapping and talking to Jamie Lee Silver, or you're shutting your room and just crying like an animal, it needs to get out. And all emotion is supposed to be energy in motion. And we really only get into trouble when we don't allow that energy to move. So Jamie Lee Silver, any final thoughts for our audience?
There is hope. There is healing. It's for you. It's part of your gift of going through this. Be open to it, receive it, and look for it, and be joyful. You have the right and the will, and the universe, God, you know, it's your gift to be joyful. And I don't mean to sound trite, but really, it's yours to have. And I deeply hope that you find it. And of course, I work worldwide via Zoom. So yes. If anything I've said appeals to you, reach out and email me and I will email you right back.
You've been listening to The Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Keurigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKeurigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Our guest today has been Jamie Lee Silver, and you can find out more about her and her wonderful work at her website, tapforhappiness.com. And remember, when you give yourself permission to release the grief that weighs down your soul, you heal yourself naturally. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural. Be The Natural Healing Show.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.